Welcome to The Cooldown Room with your host, Sky Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things Formula. Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you've enjoyed how long I've been away from you. We've had a week off of racing, and that means that this week we have another Grand Prix, and I'm really looking forward to this one as it's our first time back in 4 years. As you all know, we're traveling to China for the Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai, so I'm here to give you all of the stats and facts for the race weekend. So I personally had a pretty busy weekend just gone, like the weekend off. Firstly, I filmed another podcast with Bella James. If you haven't already watched it, it's out. Go ahead and watch the podcast. I personally really like it. But had such fun meeting Bella, and we ended up going to the P1 live show on Sunday in London. I'm sure most of you know the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy, which is the F1 podcast. I've been listening to it for, well, a long time. Probably as long as I've had this podcast. So a fair few months. And yeah, Bella gave me the opportunity to join her for the show, and it was amazing. We got to meet some really lovely people, and we got to meet Matt and Tommy, which was such fun. They're so lovely. The show itself was such fun. Like, I didn't really know what to expect going into it. It was like a live podcast, which was, I was thinking, like, it's gonna be really good because it's P1, but I really wasn't sure what to expect. But it was so, like, engaging for the audience. Like, as an audience member, I felt like, I don't know, I was part of the show in a weird way. It was so good. So when they go ahead, hopefully very soon, and have another show, I really recommend that you go and watch it, because yeah, it was very good. So I hope to be there at their next one. Enough of that. Let's move on to all the stats and facts ready for this weekend. So as you all know, we are heading to China. We're heading to Shanghai for the Chinese Grand Prix. We're going to the Shanghai International Circuit for round 5 of the 2024 F1 season. And this weekend is a sprint race weekend, which is our first sprint race of the season. So this is going to be really interesting. There is a little bit of talk and confusion, actually, on why F1 have decided to make this Grand Prix the sprint race Grand Prix, because we have a slightly new setup for the sprint race weekends. I will chat about that a little bit more later on. But the sprint race specifically for this one basically means that the teams and drivers will only have one opportunity to have a 1-hour practice session before the qualifying and the races begin. Seeing that we haven't been to the track in 4 years, we actually have 4 drivers who have never been to the track to race with F1. We have 3 drivers who have only raced at the track with F1 once. And we have a couple, like, new teams, new team principals, of course. I mean, we haven't been 4 years, and they only have 1 hour to see what their cars are going to be like in this. It's not a new track. We've been going since 2004, but it feels almost like a new track because, yeah, I mean, 4 years is a long time, and a lot has changed in F1 in those 4 years. So only having 1 hour to sort themselves out is going to be tight. It's going to make it interesting, which I think is going to be great. But yeah, I think maybe a little bit stressful for the teams. So the track itself is 5.451 kilometers long. We're having 56 laps on Sunday. The track itself has 16 turns with 2 DRS zones separated with 2 separate detection zones. So we should have quite a lot of overtaking this weekend. I think this track is quite good for excitement. We generally see overtaking and defending, which I think is going to be great. I do enjoy the Chinese Grand Prix. I think it's good fun. But honestly, I kind of don't remember much of it because we were last there in 2019, and you guys know how much has changed and how much has happened between 2019 and today, like now. So this is about to be fun. We first raced at the Shanghai International Circuit in September of 2004 when it opened. And since then, well, between 2004 and 2019, it was a regular on the F1 calendar. And then due to COVID, due to restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic and all this, we stopped going there. And yeah, this year is our first year back returning. So it's on the calendar for next year as well. There is a contract running for the next few years to continue traveling to Shanghai, as yeah, as we all know, it's a great circuit. Weather forecast for the weekend is actually varying quite a bit. So the average air temperature for the whole weekend is about 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, which is nice and warm and sunny. The track won't be too hot, but it should be warm, particularly if the sun's out at any point. But I'm not sure we'll see much sun, as Sunday is meant to be cloudy. But Friday and Saturday, where we've got pre-practice one, sprint qualifying on the Friday, and then qualifying and the sprint race on the Saturday. And during both of those, well, during all four of those sessions, we could have rain, particularly during the sprint qualifying. I think that's going to make it very interesting. We haven't had much rain. Am I right in saying we haven't had any rain during any races this year? We haven't been on wets or intermediates this year. So if we could get a little bit of rainy action, that could be slightly interesting, I think. The schedule for the weekend with the new sprint race layout, I don't really know what to call it, because sprint, some people say it's not a race, you can't say sprint race, but I can't just say sprint, like it doesn't, I think sprint race, sorry, but yeah, sprint race. The new sprint race schedule for the weekends goes like this. Okay, Friday, we have the free practice one. We start off the whole weekend with 1 hour of free practice. Then later in the day on Friday, we go ahead and have the sprint qualifying. On Saturday, we start off the day with the sprint race. And then later in the day, we have the normal qualifying for the race on Sunday. This weekend, for anyone in the UK or in Europe, it's not a really early morning start, but in the UK, the race is at 8 o'clock in the morning. And in Central European time, it's at 9 o'clock in the morning. So not a really early start, which is lovely, which is nice, because past couple weekends for the races have been early, really early. So it's nice to have a little lay in. Though I say that, both the free practice one and the sprint race are both running, well, both running half an hour separate, but 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, so that's in the UK, so 5 o'clock in Central European time. So will I be watching that live? Probably not. I just won't turn my phone on, and I'll watch it at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, yeah. The tyres for the weekend, we're using the C2 for hard, the C3 for mediums, and the C4 for softs. Predicted pole time for this weekend is difficult to tell you because we haven't been in 4 years and the cars have changed a lot. But I'm going to say that it's going to be between a 130 and a 129 for the pole position qualifying lap. Let's run through the lap records for this track. The lap record set during a Grand Prix is a 1 minute 32.238 seconds. That is held by Michael Schumacher in his Ferrari of 2004. The fastest lap set during a qualifying race is a 1 minute 31.095, and that is set by Sebastian Vettel, also in a Ferrari of 2018. And a quick fun fact about Ferrari at this track, Ferrari actually have the most podium finishes with 13 in total. So could we have a 14th podium finish from Ferrari this weekend? Who knows? I think the chances are looking good. I mean, Carlos has performed incredibly. Charles has also performed absolutely incredibly. Like, they're both really going for it. But I think Ferrari could go really well around this track, because seeing in the past, they've done really well. And yeah, as they say, they're just doing really well at the moment, and that's great to see. I think start of the season, they're already doing well in the Constructors Championship. They're not miles away from Red Bull, and I think that, yeah, that's good, because it keeps everyone really fighting in the beginning. Because Max Verstappen, though I still have, you know, I still 100% he's going to win the championship this year, but to keep the fighting you know, to keep the fighting going a little bit longer this year would be such good fun. I think having Ferrari maybe trying their luck, seeing how close they can get to the championship, constructors championship points and all this. Some more facts about this race this weekend. Firstly, this is Zhou Guanyu's home race. Of course, we're in China, this is his home. He has never actually raced within F1 in China, in his hometown. So this is such an exciting weekend for him. It's his first time racing in F1 at his home race, and I think he's going to get so much love and support, and I can only hope but for the best of him, for him. That didn't make any sense. I only hope for the best result for him, because he really deserves it this weekend. I mean, any of their home races, they deserve it. But yeah, this is Joe's first. So yeah, really crossing fingers for that state car. I just hope that it gets through. I hope that he keeps it all nice and safe, and, you know, and if we're lucky, he could grab one of those lovely points to have a points finish. Who knows? The track layout, which I think is really interesting. It's quite identifiable, and I really enjoy the track. Like, I say I enjoy the track, like I drive it. I don't drive it. I don't even do sim racing, so I wouldn't know. But from a viewer watching the F1 and watching races at this track, I really like the track. I think it's full of excitement. It actually has one of the longest straights at 1.2 kilometers between turn 13 and 14. So that part of the track is, of course, very fast and promotes a lot of overtaking, as it's a DRS zone and it has its own separate detection zone just beforehand. So we could see some overtaking going on between 13 and 14 on that straight. But the track layout was actually inspired by the Chinese character symbol Shang. So if you look up the symbol, also here on the screen, if you're watching this podcast, it looks like the track. You can actually identify that it does look like the track, and it's a symbol within the Chinese language, and it's called Shang. And if you didn't know, Shanghai means Shang as well, so it's all very related. Shang in English basically means above or up, which I think is really nice. Like, it's just up there. Shang, Shanghai, the track, it all connects. That's what I'm going for. It all connects quite nicely, which I think is just a really nice fact to know. And here's a little funny one. During Red Bull's first ever victory in 2009, they won at the Chinese Grand Prix, and they'd never won before. During the podium, the British national anthem was played for the team's anthem. And of course, the team, though they are based in the UK, they are a company built and made in Austria. So we now listen to the Austrian Grand Prix. We now listen to the Austrian national anthem. But for some reason, whoever was in charge that day in China in 2009, they messed it up and played the British national anthem, Red Bull. So that was, I'm sure, a memorable first ever victory for Red Bull and the whole team, and Sebastian Vettel, who took that victory. And another one is Lewis Hamilton is the most successful driver in Shanghai by quite a long way. He has actually over double the number of wins than any of the other winning drivers at this track. He has a total of 6 victories in China. Mercedes also carry the most wins as a team within Shanghai. They are all won by Lewis Hamilton. Of course, they have 6 victories as well. So I mentioned earlier that some of the drivers have not driven with F1 in China before. The 4 drivers who have never driven there, I'm sure you guys can guess them, they are the newest to the grid. We've got Logan Sargeant, Zhou Guanyu, Yuki Tsunoda, and Oscar Piastri. So they're the 4 drivers who have never driven here within F1. And we have 3 drivers who have actually only ever driven here once. That was during 2019. As I'm sure you all know the drivers I'm about to say, but we have Lando Norris, George Russell, and Alex Albon. So they have only ever driven this track once with F1, and then the other 4 have never driven it. So having only 1 practice session for the 4 drivers who have never driven it is gonna be, trying to find the right word here, entertaining. I think that was probably the right word. And also just thinking about the whole teams, like, the teams haven't been here for 4 years, and a lot can change within a team, like the people in charge, team principals. We've got obviously the drivers and just the people within the team, the mechanics and all the engineers. Like, that all changes within 4 years. A lot of them will have changed, and a lot of those, you know, part of the teams and crew wouldn't have been to the Shanghai Grand Prix before, so I think that's just exciting. And just honestly confusing why they've chosen this Grand Prix for the sprint race weekend. Next year, take the sprint race weekend to China next year, because we would have had this year to try everything out. But they've just given all the teams and drivers 1 hour to sort themselves out, and that's it for the whole weekend. Like, you have 1 hour to test everything and make sure you're fully prepared for the weekend. And I just do find that surprising. It's not the biggest Grand Prix for attendance with people. There's going to be just over 200,000 people attending this weekend. I mean, that's still a lot of people, 200,000, but it's nothing compared to if you look at Silverstone or Melbourne with well over 450,000 people in attendance over the weekend. I'm going to go ahead and put my predictions in just a minute. But before we do that, let's go ahead and look at a 2019 end result recap. The first thing that I thought was just really cool to remember from the Chinese Grand Prix of 2019 was Mercedes double stacking for their pit stop. They had Lewis Hamilton come in, and then they had Valtteri Bottas come in straight after one another. Go ahead and watch that video. It is so clean. I mean, it's giving, like, Red Bull had one of those last year, didn't they? And I can't remember what race it was, but it was so clean. But yeah, this Mercedes one, it's just, it is pretty good. Not only was their pit stop amazing, but it meant that they ended the race in a 1-2. So Lewis Hamilton won the race in 2019 and Valtteri Bottas finished second. We had Sebastian Vettel finishing third on the podium, so it wrapped it up quite nicely. Max Verstappen finished fourth in 2019, and of course he's had some slight improvements with his car and just his own abilities driving. So are we going to see him win this weekend? It is highly likely, I think, unless something goes terribly wrong for him, which we don't want, but I would love some competition with him. So I'm going to put my prediction in that Max Verstappen is going to win. I think that's just obvious, and yeah, I think it's just going to happen, so I'm safe with that one. Now, looking at who is going to be in major competition, who is going to be at the top fighting with Max? Well, of course, we saw Checo have a really good race weekend in Japan, which was, I mean, honestly, it was really good to see him back to where I would more so expect Checo to be. Last year was not his year at all, and so last weekend was a good surprise. It was a really nice surprise, actually, just see him up there. And honestly, he was pretty close to Max, like, the whole way through. They were only a few seconds apart. I think, like, the furthest apart they got, obviously, other than pit stops, was only 5.5 seconds, which I thought, that's pretty good. So Checo was keeping up very well. So Checo is on my kind of, like, he could be up there on the podium. But obviously, I did mention them earlier, but I think Ferrari, seeing that they've also had a great time in China before in previous years, with the most podiums and with 13. But I mean, that was a long time ago, and things have changed, but Carlos has been performing just really, really well. He's come, like, really showing everyone, I think, that he's showing Ferrari what they're going to miss next year from his abilities in that driver's seat. But Charles Leclerc, I mean, he could well do well this weekend. We do have the sprint race to think about, though, a couple extra points up for grabs. And I think the sprint races are very exciting because I really think that anything can happen. Whenever you have a sprint race, it kind of just, it's just more excitement. I mean, we've had Oscar Piastri win the sprint race, which was a really great day. I mean, we're hoping for Lando win. Not necessarily a sprint race. We need him to win a Grand Prix, because sprint race, you don't win a Grand Prix when you win a sprint race. But anyway, we need Lando to win soon, but enough of that. If we look at McLaren, they could do well at this track. It could suit their car. They've got some, I mean, this track, actually, there's a lot of slow corners, but there are a couple fast corners in there which could be in McLaren's favour. They are good on the fast corner circuits. So I don't think Mercedes is going to be up there on the podium, though they could do well. I say that they could do well. I'm thinking, I don't know if they'll get to top five, but they could prove me mega wrong on that one. So, okay, I'm going to lock in. Max Verstappen wins the Grand Prix. Carlos Sainz comes second and Sergio Perez comes third. As a bonus to that, I'm going to say that Charles Leclerc finishes fourth. And I'm going to say that Oscar Piastri finishes fifth. That, well, we're going to find out how I do with that one, because we haven't been to the track in 4 years. So remember that when I'm wrong, okay? Just, you know, I don't have last year to go off of. I think that that's everything you need to know about the race this weekend. I hope you go ahead and enjoy it, because I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great track, and also we get some great content when we're in places like China. It brings out creativity with maybe some helmets that we could definitely get a Zhou Guanyu like custom helmet design for this weekend. But we tend to get like extra little content, like videos and maybe some fun interviews, and like the content is going to be great. Anyway, talking about content, make sure you keep up with my content on my Instagram and TikTok, and of course YouTube and my podcast, because I will be keeping you up to date with anything that you guys need to know, okay? Come to me if you need anything. You know where I'm at, but just in case, it's Sky Official, SKYEOFFICIAL on, well, every platform, really. With that, I shall leave you to enjoy this race weekend. You shall hear from me very soon. Lots of love. Bye.